DeepEnglish.com.
This time of year, thousands of professional Santas put on their Santa outfits and get to work spreading holiday cheer. How many professional Santas put on their Santa outfits? Thousands of professional Santas put on their Santa outfits. What do they get to work spreading? They get to work spreading holiday cheer. They work in shopping malls and at private events, keeping the Santa Claus fantasy alive for their young fans. Where do they work? They work in shopping malls and at private events. Are they keeping the Santa Claus fantasy alive for their elderly fans? No, they aren't keeping the Santa Claus fantasy alive for their elderly fans. They are keeping the Santa Claus fantasy alive for their young fans. Eric Schmidt-Matzen is the president of his own company, but during the holiday season, he's also a part-time Santa. What is Eric's main job? Eric's main job is the president of his own company. What is his part-time job? He is a part-time Santa. Weighing 310 pounds with a plush white beard, he's a dead ringer for Santa. How much does he weigh? He weighs 310 pounds. What kind of beard does he have? He has a plush white beard. Who is he a dead ringer for? He is a dead ringer for Santa. He recently got a special request to visit a dying 5-year-old boy in the hospital who was worried he would miss Christmas. Who did he get a special request to visit? He got a special request to visit a dying 5-year-old boy in the hospital who was worried he would miss Christmas. When I walked in, he was laying there, so weak it looked like he was ready to fall asleep. Did it look like he was ready to get up? No, it didn't look like he was ready to get up. It looked like he was ready to fall asleep. I sat down on his bed and asked, "Say, what's this I hear about you're gonna miss Christmas? There's no way you can miss Christmas. Why, you're my number one elf." Who sat down on his bed? Eric sat down on his bed. Did he say, "You're my number one elf"? Yes, he said, "You're my number one elf." He looked up and said, "I am?" What did he look up and say? He looked up and said, "I am?" I said, "Sure." I gave him the present. He was so weak, he could barely open the wrapping paper. What did he give the boy? He gave the boy a present. What could the boy barely do? The boy could barely open the wrapping paper. When he saw what was inside, he flashed a big smile and laid his head back down. What did he do when he saw what was inside? When he saw what was inside, he flashed a big smile and laid his head back down. "They say I'm gonna die," he told me. "How can I tell when I get to where I'm going?" What did he ask Santa? He asked Santa, "How can I tell when I get to where I'm going?" I said, "Can you do me a big favor?" He said, "Sure." What did Santa ask the boy for? Santa asked the boy for a big favor. What did the boy say? The boy said, "Sure. When you get there, you tell them you're Santa's number one elf, and I know they'll let you in." Did he say, "You're Santa's number one elf"? Yes, he said, "You're Santa's number one elf." He said, "They will?" I said, "Sure." He kind of sat up and gave me a big hug and asked one more question. "Santa, can you help me?" Who sat up and gave Santa a big hug? The boy sat up and gave Santa a big hug. What was his last question? His last question was, "Santa, can you help me?" I wrapped my arms around him. Before I could say anything, he died right there. What did Santa do before the boy died? Before the boy died, Santa wrapped him in his arms. I let him stay, just kept hugging and holding on to him. Did Santa put him down? No, Santa didn't put him down. He kept hugging and holding on to him. Everyone outside the room realized what happened. His mother ran in. Did everyone outside the room realize what happened? Yes, everyone outside the room realized what happened. Did his father run in? No, his father didn't run in. His mother ran in. She was screaming, "No, no, not yet." I handed her son back and left as fast as I could. Who was screaming? His mother was screaming. What did Santa do? Santa handed her son back and left as fast as he could. Schmidt Motzen said he cried all the way home and was a basket case for days. What did Schmidt Motzen do all the way home? Schmidt Motzen cried all the way home. He was so depressed he was ready to call it quits, but had a change of heart after seeing some kids outside playing and laughing. What was he ready to do? He was ready to call it quits. Did he have a change of heart? Yes, he had a change of heart. He said, "It made me realize I have a role to play for them and for me." Did he say, "I have a role to play for them and for me"? Yes, he said, "I have a role to play for them and for me."